Welcome to the Business Advisor Podcast, brought to you by the Business Advisor Academy. This podcast is dedicated to helping business professionals create, sell, and deliver high impact and high value business advisory services. Now, let me introduce you to your host today, Amanda C. Watts.
Hi, and welcome to today's episode titled The One Where I Lost £1 Million. I'm going to be sharing with you a huge mistake I made only a couple of years ago, and two things that you must have to have success. Today is a day of true stories and a couple of behind-the-scenes moments that have been really key milestones in my business. I hope you see the lessons and that today's episode will save you a lot of stress and worry. Okay, so let's dive in. Let me start with a story. I don't get it, I said to Matthew at the breakfast table. My clients get great results, and I know that people need our offer. So why do I have this nagging belief that this won't work? Why do I worry that people won't want what I do? Why do I worry that there are just not enough people out there who will want my thing? Matthew smiled at me at this point, so I carried on. Why won't I show up and do the videos? Why do I not share my stuff with people? What's going on? Is it that I should just do the content? Why won't I just share my stuff? I said. I do this quite a lot to Matthew. He sits down to have a peaceful breakfast with me and I ask him questions and turn tea and toast into a mini coaching session. He was lucky this day. I didn't need an answer from him at this point, as I was just sharing how I felt. I realised what my problem was just by sharing. It wasn't that I didn't know what to say in my content. It wasn't that I was trying to sell to a saturated market. It wasn't that I didn't have a good product. It was something completely different. And it wasn't something that anyone could come and save me from. There was nothing external that would enable my business to have the success I wanted. I knew how to do the marketing. I knew how to grow a business. What was missing wasn't on the outside. It was in me. It was two things. It was belief and faith. I was living in doubt. I had no faith that it was going to work, and I didn't believe there was a big enough market for what I wanted to help people with. It was me that was the problem, not my offer or my audience, but me. This light bulb moment was crucial to how the following years panned out. Moving on from a place of doubt to a place of absolute certainty and confidence is a journey, and I went on this journey with much success. However, I had to do a few things on the way. In today's podcast, I'm going to be sharing with you how to get more confidence around becoming an advisor or a coach and how to believe that it's all going to be okay and that things will work out for you. People come to me so that they can create an advisory offer, to get clear on a target market, and to know how to sell and deliver their offer to that market. But we also have to work on something else when they work with me, their mindset. Just like I've spent years honing my mindset to have faith and belief, you also need to. So here is the thing. Before I dive deep into how to work on your belief and faith, I want to share the mindset that is the foundation to your success. But you also need to have a great offer and a hungry audience, so don't forget that. If you have a great offer and a hungry audience, and you are still not having the success that you want, then it could well be the mindset piece that you need to work on. And I had to. I thought it was my marketing, but it was so much deeper than that. It was me that was blocking my growth. Shifting your mindset from doubt to belief in the potential success of your business is crucial for navigating the challenges of entrepreneurship and running a practice. And, as I said, I spent many years, and by the way, I still spend time, working on having the unshakable belief that all will be okay. Working on making sure I'm on the right path, and that the universe has my back. However, I'm not one for relying on the universe and hoping it will give me what I want. I have to do the work to back up my wanting. So with this in mind, let's dive into the 9 things I do to give myself unshakable faith and belief that everything is good and that my offer and audience are right. Step 1, educating myself. The first thing I had to do to check that I had the right offer in the right market was to listen to what they were saying. Not just what the market was saying to me, but what they were saying to other people. What they were saying in Facebook groups, on their social media, at events they went to, on forums, and in other places. Developing a really good product offer comes from knowing what people really want and really truly desire. So now I talk to all of my clients and ask them what they feel they need to make my service offering better, what they feel they love and what they feel is missing. I co-create with my clients and also my prospects because what I'm creating isn't about me. It's about what you guys want. You will see on my social media platforms, I ask a lot of surveys or polls on my LinkedIn and on my Facebook. I literally ask my audience questions to get feedback on what it is that you believe you need with the help for you to achieve your dreams. I remember speaking to my clients many years ago about how easy it can be to create what I call a phantom avatar. A phantom avatar is a person who you made up. They're not real. You made up their problems and you made up what they wanted, and they didn't really exist. I've seen people build whole product suites around phantom avatars, and I've never, ever, ever asked their audience what their challenges or their problems are. And they've come unstuck very fast because of this made-up phantom avatar. So here is the thing. I want you to watch your community and your audience like a hawk. Observe their behavior and reactions to what you are saying. See what people are talking about online and in face-to-face networking groups. Spend your time asking questions and then diagnose what they need. It all starts with listening, not you shouting about what you do. Something magic happens when you know you have something valuable and that you have what people actually want. This is one of the reasons I talked to you about selling your advice and moving from compliance to advisory. I know you want to do it. You know your clients need you to do it. So my offer and my audience are a win-win and a great fit. This knowing is what gives me faith and belief. And this faith and belief are what give me the confidence to go out and share my offer. So an action point for you is to clearly define who your target audience is, understand what they need and want, and create a product offering that truly helps them and is better than their alternatives. Okay, so the second thing that I did to secure my belief and faith in myself and my business was to lean on the success stories I already had, and also the success stories that I had seen in my industry, even before I had success stories of my own. An example of this could be the fact that the thing that gets real results and immediate results for firms that already have a client base is the creation of a signature system. I knew before I started working with accountants that this was going to be pivotal for you guys, but I had never helped an accountant set up a signature system before. But here's the thing, I knew this is exactly what was needed. How did I know? Well, one of the most successful accounting firms in the world uses signature systems in their business. PricewaterhouseCoopers, known as PwC, has signature systems shared throughout their offerings to their clients and has had huge success with them. They had turned their compliance, audit, and finance functions into methodologies and shared those methodologies as packages that their clients bought. This is what we call a signature system. So when I wanted to launch this idea into the accounting profession, I had a test case that proved it was a good idea. I then talked about packaging up offers with my marketing clients, and I ran a few of the ideas through them and dramatically changed how they presented their offers. They got confidence by using a signature system, and they also made way more money. And slowly but surely, more and more people started to use my methodology to hone their methodology. Clients went from list pricing compliance to package offering advisory. And this was either sold yearly but paid monthly or on a subscription basis. So that's the second thing. Lean into your success or lean on the success that you see that your audience has already had and the offers that are already out there. And then use that to help you with your belief and faith in the offer that you want to take to market. Okay, so now the third thing that I did, the third thing was to focus on my value proposition. I had to clarify what it was that set me apart from others who served my niche accountants. I had to look at the unique benefits and have the conviction that it was what my clients needed more than anything else. If you believe you have a superior product to others, then others will believe it too. This is why faith and belief are so important. And this is why getting your value proposition is absolutely essential. My value proposition at this moment in time is that we create an advisory offering that sells for at least $2,000 a month, and I show you how to create that and sell it to 21 people so that your advisory offering is making you $500,000 a year. Oh, and client delivery time for you would be about 10 hours a week. It's a great value proposition, but here's the thing. It took me time to hone it. I had to go back to my first point of having lots of conversations around what people wanted, and then I created what they wanted. Okay? So the fourth thing that I worked on was adopting a growth mindset. I had to accept the challenges that I was having in my business were always an opportunity to learn. I think that my biggest lesson was when I gave away £1 million worth of coaching for free. Yep, you're right. £1 million worth of coaching for free. And sadly, it really damaged my business. It wasn't that long ago either. It was during COVID, and my Momentum program was loved by my clients so much. And I asked them what they wanted next, and they shared what they wanted from me. It was this time that I started to share the signature system methodology and other strategies that I had not taught in my previous Momentum program. And I decided to create something called Momentum 2.0. And then, do you know what I did? Instead of asking my current clients to pay for the program, I gave them the option to upgrade for free for 12 months. Now, for new clients, Momentum 2.0 was being sold for $10,000. And at the time, I had over 100 of my current clients upgrade to Momentum 2.0 out of the goodness of my heart. And there is the £1 million, gone overnight. I wanted to help, and I thought that giving away my program was the right thing to do. In hindsight, it was the worst business mistake of my life. Because my current clients didn't pay for the upgrade, they didn't take action. So I had a lot of people have my information, but not spend the time to make the most from the information or the support. To make matters worse, at the end of the 12 months, I let them know that they would lose access to Momentum 2.0, or they could then pay for a subsequent year. A couple of them got really angry with me and said it was unfair that they had to pay and they hadn't had a chance to work through the content yet. To be honest, it was a really hard time. I wanted to help, but instead I mucked up my business and I didn't help as much as I wanted to. So many mistakes and so many lessons. Did I actually lose £1 million? Well, possibly I did. Would they have paid if I'd offered them an upgrade? Yes, some of them would have. Did I learn a lot? Yes, I did. Could I have been angry and demoralized? Yes, I could have. And to be honest, I was really sad for a long time. Did I make this mistake again? Oh yes, don't even bother asking me about when I introduced a free high-level mastermind for my clients. Are you seeing that there is a pattern here? I wanted to help so much that I thought I could do it all for free. So yes, you need to have a growth mindset and learn from your mistakes. And one of the best ways to do that is to look at the lessons from the mistakes and celebrate the small wins that you might have to maintain the motivation and momentum. Oh, the irony of that word. Anyway, let's get back to what I'm sharing with you today. And that is how to have unwavering faith and belief that your business will work. The next thing you need to do is build a support network around you. You need to have a mentor that you can get advice from. All coaches need a coach, and now that you are wanting to focus on adding an advisory offering and truly grow that part of your practice, you must get your own coach. This is going to help you to know how to actually run the advisory side of your business. My advice is to get someone who understands what you want to create and has their own value proposition that works for you. I have competitors. Well, actually, I don't really think they're competitors, but they're more like peers. But these competitors charge pennies for their coaching, and that might seem appealing to some of you, buying on price. But if you only invest a small amount of money in coaching, how are you going to know how to command a high ticket amount for your coaching or your advisory? You need to model someone who is doing what you want to do and has the mindset you want to have. They need to be further down the journey with you. If you want to ask for multiple thousands, if not tens of thousands of pounds or dollars for your services, you need to be prepared to pay someone more than £50 a month to learn from them. If your mentor has never charged high ticket sums for their coaching, how will they be able to teach you how to articulate your offer so that the people invest good money to work with you? So that is step 5. Build a support network and get yourself a coach. This is important when working on your belief system. You're the sum of the 5 people you hang around with most. Now, who is it that you are hanging around with? Number 6 is to implement feedback loops and regularly seek feedback on how you're doing with your clients and how your marketing is working. Data is a really good feedback loop. I get feedback on my marketing message every time I send an email out to my audience. I can see if something is resonating by who clicks on the emails, how many sales calls I get booked in when I send an email, and how many people unsubscribe. Now here's the thing, right? Social media doesn't always give a clear feedback loop, so please remember that. Before a client buys from me, I would say that none of them have ever commented on my social media posts or liked my content. Most of my clients have come to a webinar that I've run, but they have not been visible on my social media posts that I have created. Make sure you're looking at the right feedback loops, and when you get feedback, iterate and make your service offering better. Where you start with your advisory package will not be where you are even a few months later. Okay, so point number 7 is really important. I suffer with anxiety, and it has gotten worse since I've been perimenopausal. I find that my daily belief and faith wavers. So this point is something I have to be mindful to do even now, and that is to embrace mindfulness and have positive thoughts, visualizing success, and I manage my stress by fostering good thoughts. I look at my goals 3 times a day and reinforce my business's potential every day, and this helps with the anxiety that occurs, despite having worked with thousands of accountants in the past few years. Right, number 8, set realistic goals and expectations. If you're just starting your business advisory journey and moving from compliance to selling your advice, I suggest you don't buy into the £1 million business idea right away. Yeah, you can make $1 million as a business advisor. I know, I've done it, but that is not where you start. First, you need to make your first sale. And then once you've made your first sale, you need to make your next sale, and then your third. And if you have a goal to have £1 million or $1 million advisory practice and you are still in the dream up stage, you're going to be sorely disappointed. Make sure you set realistic goals and remember you will overestimate what you can achieve in a month, but you will underestimate what you can achieve in a year. If you start by saying that you will just sell 3 advisory packages and you achieve selling 3 advisory packages, you're going to feel great. You're going to feel on top of the world. In fact, because you get a dopamine hit, this will release happy feelings, and these happy feelings will enable you to believe and have faith that you can sell more, and then you will sell more, and then you're going to have the belief and faith that you can sell even more. And before you know it, you've put your prices up and you are selling a new client in every month at 24K for the year. You're making 500K in advisory and you wondered how you got there. What you didn't do was set a goal for $1 million and be disappointed that you didn't make it in 3 months. Clear, achievable goals will serve you well when you need to increase your faith and belief. And now we come to number 9, the final point to ensuring you have unshakable faith and belief. And this point is, stay patient and persistent. Most businesses do not become overnight successes. It is patience, persistence, and long-term effort that are the key components of most success stories. It took me 5 years to stop selling my time by the hour. It took me 9 months to go from a few £1,000 a year to making 100K. It took me another 5 years to go to make over £1 million. In 2012, I was on housing benefit, and now I live in a house that cost me $1 million and I drive my dream car. I started my business from nothing, and now I have what so many want. I got there by educating myself on who was a good market for me and what my market really needed. I looked for success stories and then I created my own. I focused on creating a strong value proposition and made my offering different from my competitors. I adopted a growth mindset. I built a support network and invested in coaches and advisors. I set up feedback loops and I iterated. I practiced positive visualization and mindfulness. I set realistic goals, and I was patient and persistent. And this is how you have faith and belief that you will be a success. And with that, I'm going to leave you to listen back to this podcast episode and challenge you to write down these 9 points and go and take action on them every single day. And as always, I wish you a very good day or night, wherever you are.
Thank you for listening to the Business Advisor podcast. If you've enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to follow or subscribe, share this podcast, and leave a rating and review. To discover more about how you can confidently build an advisory offer into your practice that your clients and prospects won't say no to, we invite you to join Amanda on her next webinar, How to Launch and Scale Your Advisory Offering. Join her by visiting businessadvisoracademy.com/webinar. See you soon.